The ABC has obtained the first detailed account of how an Australian man, Channa Temel, was killed last week in Syria during rebel infighting. Channa Temel had allegedly joined the extremist group, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, and was shot in the head by less extreme rebels after a long siege. Channa Temel lived in Sydney's west before travelling to Syria. Now, a member of ISIS has spoken about Temel's life and death among the jihadists. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports from the Turkish-Syrian border.
He chose the nom de guerre Abu Hafs after a companion of the Prophet Muhammad. He's a member of the Al-Qaeda-linked group the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. And on a scratchy Skype line from his safe house, he gave an account of the last months of the life of former Sydney sider Channa Temel, also known as Abu Musa. Abu Hafs says Channa Temel was friendly and well-liked. The man from Auburn in Sydney's west was often smiling. His Arabic wasn't great, so his comrades spent time teaching him. Like many foreigners whose Arabic is thought lacking, he did a lot of guard duty. Abu Hafs says Temel attended many lessons in Islamic thought, as well as lots of weapons training. Abu Musa was living a good life in Australia, he says. He had everything he needed back there. But he said, I honestly never felt as comfortable as I feel here in Syria, despite all the fighting. Abu Hafs says Temel combined a thirst for religious education with a willingness to die in the name of God. Some people like getting trained to fight, he says, but are they willing to sacrifice their lives? Some are diligent about religion, and some just want to fight in these wars and become a martyr. Abu Hafs says Temel joined an Al-Qaeda-linked group called Jabhat al-Nusra. After proving himself in battle, he moved on to join the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, the most hardcore Al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria. But less extreme groups have turned against ISIS, and Abu Hafs says Temel was caught with a small band of fellow jihadists in a 10-day siege on the outskirts of the town of Sarakeb, south of Aleppo and east of Idlib. Some in the town pledged to stay neutral because they don't believe in Muslims killing Muslims. But Abu Hafs says last week they betrayed the ISIS men and turned on them. After a fierce battle against overwhelming odds, Temel and his fellow fighters tried to escape. They'd barricaded themselves inside, Abu Hafs says. They'd clashed for over 10 days against more than 100 men who had tanks and artillery. But on the last day, before they withdrew, in the early morning, a sniper shot him in the head. Abu Hafs says Temel's body was buried near the scene of the battle. It obviously was not the kind of death he'd envisaged. Abu Hafs says Channa Temel was drawn to Syria to defend Muslims against the government of Bashar al-Assad. He was answering the call of a holy duty. It's an obligation that's been used by extremists in the past to attack Western governments. They've argued the West suppresses Muslims in countries like Australia and attacks them in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that's one reason Australian counter-terrorism officials are worried about what could happen when the Australian jihadists return home. But Abu Hafs takes a different view. Australia didn't harm me or the Muslim people, and they didn't fight me, he says. It's not in my interest to fight Australia. I only fight those who fight me. Abu Hafs has helped other young Australians join the fight in Syria. He won't talk about them, but he insists they would not be a risk if they return home. This is Matt Brown in Hatay for PM.